With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Snowmobile trails in Oneida County will open this Friday at 8 a.m. The Oneida County Forestry Department says all lake and river trails in Oneida County are considered unsafe and should not be used until they have been clearly marked by a local snowmobile club. Riders need to stay on marked trails. Off-trail riding is trespassing and could result in the closure or loss of trails and citations and fines for those who participate. The trails are expected to be in rough, early-season condition. This will be the latest opening for the trails in at least 25 years. The trails did not open at all last year. There are currently only four other counties in Wisconsin with all trails open. That includes Vilas and Iron counties. PFAS is a group of man-made chemicals that are being found more and more in our environment. They've also been found in people and linked to a number of health risks, including increased risk for some cancers. A Wisconsin DNR scientist is encouraging people to do their research and know their risks when it comes to PFAS. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
PFAS chemicals are an emerging contaminant of concern. In Oneida County, it's been found in drinking water in Rhinelander and the town of Stella. Last year, the EPA set a new standard of 4 parts per trillion, which is much lower than previous health guidelines in the state. There's about 90 public water systems in the state that don't meet that standard.
We've targeted them with the funding that's available through the bipartisan infrastructure law for them to look at ways to reduce PFAS in their drinking water system.
That's Mark Pauly. He's the Wisconsin DNR drinking and groundwater supervisor for the northern region. He says as an emerging contaminant, there's still a lot to be learned about PFAS. Pauly wants people to be better educated about what is known.
Not to raise any hype about it, but the more people understand and have knowledge about it, the better decisions that they can make about, you know, their drinking water.
This includes knowing where PFAS comes from. Also called a forever chemical, PFAS aren't easily removed. While they are used as an industrial compound, they're also found in a lot of everyday products the general public uses. Anything stain-resistant, non-stick, or heat-resistant can have PFAS.
I think the biggest thing is to understand what is the products that they're using and to try to reduce their PFAS footprint. And so there are alternatives that are out there and available. And so the big thing is consumerism to try to reduce the footprint of PFAS in the environment would be to try to use alternative products instead of those that contain PFAS to reduce the potential hazards to the environment and public health.
Pauly will be talking about PFAS and groundwater at Science on Tap Minocqua this Thursday. It's at 6:30 at Rocky Reef Brewing Company in Woodruff. You can also stream it online. We have a link at WXPR.org. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Merrill firefighters were able to keep a car fire from spreading to a home. Around 2:30 Monday morning, the Merrill Fire Department was called to the fire at a home on River Road in the town of Merrill. The fire spread to a nearby deluxe ice shanty camper and part of a garage attached to a home. Firefighters were able to knock down the fire and keep it from spreading into the house. The owner heard a noise that morning and discovered the fire, likely preventing things from getting much worse. Firefighters did return to the scene later in the morning when the ice shanty reignited. Governor Tony Evers says many school programs would suffer if the Federal Department of Education is dissolved.
Taking away, say, special education money, money for libraries, money for schools, period, that's going to be devastating.
Evers spoke about the concern during a visit to central Wisconsin. He says Wisconsinites are nothing if not flexible.
And so we'll just do what we can to prevent bad things happening in the state of Wisconsin.
Evers says he thinks many of the proposals coming from the new Trump administration are window dressing.
It's an unknown. Every day is a new day in Washington, D.C. They're trying to kind of tell us what to do on a regular basis. I find it really, frankly, bizarre.
Reports indicate President Trump is drafting an executive order to eliminate the Department of Education in two phases, saying he wants his pick for Education Secretary Linda McMahon to work herself out of a job. A new television attack ad in Wisconsin's hotly contested Supreme Court race features a doctored image of a liberal candidate, a move her campaign claims could be a violation of a recently enacted state law. The image in question is of Susan Crawford. It appeared in a new TV ad Tuesday paid for by the campaign of her conservative opponent, Brad Schimmel. In the original image, Crawford is smiling, but in the Schimmel ad, her lips are together. The new state law requires ads that have used artificial intelligence to include a disclaimer. Schimmel's campaign says the image was edited, but not created by AI. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer recently signed landmark legislation expanding access to essential OBGYN services across Michigan. Crystal Blair has details.
Between 2018 and 2022, about 19 mothers per 100,000 live births in Michigan died from pregnancy-related issues, mostly in marginalized communities. New legislation aims to expand maternal and prenatal care. State Representative Julie Rogers, a former health policy chair, sponsored several bills in the package, including one that reduces government red tape for breast milk donors.
That required HIV testing for breast milk donors every 90 days. And to contrast that with the rest of the United States, we're the only state that requires that. 49 other states do a one-and-done test at the onset of donation.
Data from 2022 shows white mothers having the highest number of maternal transfusions, followed by black mothers. Crystal Blair reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.